Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Yerushalmi Daf Hey, and we are on Dalem Abeis, starting with the next Mishnah, the second Mishnah here in Maseches Shkalim, as we continue talking about what Beis Din did during Adar. So we mentioned, besides the fact that they were Mashmi on Shkalim, they also were Machrizen on Kilayim, right? That's the first line. Be'echad ba'Adar, Mashmiin ala Shkalim ala Kilayim. So they make announcements on the first of Adar that you better get go out to your fields and make sure that the Kilayim is not overgrowing and you're not violating the Isser of Kilayim. And on the 15th, 2 weeks later, the Mishnah said that they were Yotze afal Kilayim. That was the last line of the first Mishnah. Yotze afal Kilayim. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about a little more details about that. So what does it mean, Yotze afal Kilayim? Amar Yehuda, Barishona, Hayu Okrin, Umashlich and Lefneim. So what happened originally? Bezi used to go out on the 15th and they saw that people hadn't do their jobs. They did it. They said, if you're not going to do it, we're going to do it. We're not going to let this public Aveira continue. And therefore, they were Oker, the Kilayim, and then they threw it down. They didn't take it with them. They just ripped it out and threw it there. The problem was that the owners would say, oh, that's great. So we're having Bezin do our dirty work for us to get rid of the Kilayim. So what happens? They kind of planted and they didn't care. So Misharabra over Aveira. So once that started and the owners not only felt that Bezin was doing their work for them, and also they were able to feed this ripped out harvest to their animals. And it was right there and everything was good. So Bezin said, oh, okay, we can't do this. So I am a shlichim l'drachim. They took what they ripped out and they threw it into the street. So it would get trampled and it would be useless, right? So yes, Bezin helped them out, but only helped them out partially, right? Helped them out that the Kilayim got ripped out, but not that they would be able to give it to their animals. And it still didn't help because obviously people were thankful for the half benefit that they got from Beis Din. The Beis Din at least did the ripping out, the uprooting for them, even though they didn't get it to give it to their animals. So finally, Beis Din says, you know what? His kinushi mavakrim mavkirin is called asada. They would just mafkir the field, right? If you have a field of hefker, we'll be mafkir it. And then what? Then the only way that you'll get it back is that if you recone it, then you rip it out yourself. So if you rip it out yourself, that's exactly what we want you to do. And therefore, you just throw it out to the street. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, I am mashlichan l'drachim, kidei sheyafsidu bailim ve'ye'akru me'atzman. So that's ultimately the only way that they felt that the bailim would lose, and they would rip it out themselves. U'mishachazru v'smechin shemenachshin sadoseim ve'inam srichan l'nachesh be'atzman. There's a couple of brisa. The Gemara is going to slay that mafkir and it's called asada, right? We add in. Once they saw that even throwing it out to the street is not good enough, they would just mafkir the whole field based on hefker Beis Din Hefker, as Chaim Gadievsky quotes on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the Gemara. So this was the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Sani Amar Rabbi Yehuda, just to expand it a little more, as we already explained. Barishon Hayu Okrin Umashlichin Gemara Gittin. Umashlich Lefnehem. So originally they used to rip it down and just throw it down in front of them. Vayusmechin Shtei Smachos. And they were Ramban Vayishlach. They were very happy. And one that they were weeded their field and they got rid of the Kilayim. And number two, that they got benefit and their animals were able to, you know, eat the, what was ripped out. Misha Rabra over Aveira, when the, it continued because people were taking advantage of Beis Din. They used to throw it out to the street. They still got a half benefit. Even if their animals didn't get to use it because it was thrown out to the street and it was trampled. But I assume not in a way that was dangerous for the public because that would be a barbarous harabim. So it wasn't in a way that Beza created a problem. But they were still happy because they at least had their nichush done. His kiddush yim of mafkirin es kol asada. So that's why they were mafkir the entire field. The responsibilities of Beis Din are... You know, both, you know, first and foremost, I would say Beis Din is to keep societal harmony. That's the first and ultimate responsibility of Beis Din. A secondary responsibility is to keep people connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Kofen al Mitzvahs Asay and the responsibilities of the Ruchnius responsibilities. But really, the, and I guess the Ruchnius responsibility in terms of the punishments the punishments that are given for Mrs. Bezdin or Malkus Bechulu. That's a Bezdin. But again, a basic obligation of Bezdin is keeping a just society. That's first step. Then it's also to keep them connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the Ramban who expands upon that in Vayishlach, where he talks, has a machlokas between the Rambam about what the mitzvah of dinim is, what the mitzvah of setting up a court system is, which including, right, and even non-Jews, this is the one out of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach that is a mitzvah aseh. The other ones are los aseh, the other six. This is the one mitzvah aseh. So what is it? So it's obviously not about mitzvahs, because spirituality in that sense. The Rambam says that it's about the purpose of the court is to set up a court. The Rambam says, Nechus Malachim, and the Ramban quotes it and argues, it's to set up a court to make sure they do the other six mitzvahs. That's the Rambam Shita. Very more limited view, says the Ramban. V'harav heshiv b'sefer shoftim, and that's why the Rambam says the city of Shechem was punished, because they did not punish, they did not take care of the perpetrators of violating Dina, and therefore they were all chayim misa. Shebnei Noach mitzuvim al adinim, v'hu l'hoshev dinim choplach uplach ladun b'sheish mitzvah shalohen. U'ben Noach she'avar alachas mehen, hu nerag b'sayif. Ra'a echad she'avar alachas mehen v'lo dinu lahargo, hari zaha ro'a yehari b'sayif. U'mipnei zen eschayiv u'kobal ishchem ariga. That's why this Ramban is in Vayishlach. Shari shchem gazal, v'heimra'u v'yadu v'lo dinuhu. That's the Ramban's quote of the Rambam. But the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Malachim, the Ramban does not agree to that. Does not think that that's why that's the nature of dinim and why Shechem was punished. Ve'in v'ram alalu nechonim be'inai. I don't think so. Shim Kane, if it's true that the whole city was chayav misa in that way, haya Yaakov Avinu chayav lios kodem v'zocha b'misasam. So why Yaakov Avinu get upset? Right? He should have been the first one to jump. And if it was only because he was scared, Lama Kaas Albanevs, why was he upset at his children after they did what they did? Va'ar Apam, Achar Kamazmanim, Va'arashosam, V'chelkam, V'hefitzam, Halohim Zachu Vasu Mitzvah, Ubatchu Belohim V'hitzilam. So the Ramban argues and says that's not what Dinim is. Dinim isn't just to judge the other six mitzvahs, but it's a much more wide mitzvah. The Aldaiti, Hadinim Shemarnu L'Bnei Noach, Meshev Mitzvah Shalahen, Einam lahoshiv dayanim, v'chol plach uplach bilvad. It's not just to have a court in every place. Elatziva osam bedine. And he goes through all of the dinim. Geneva, va'ona'a, va'oshek. Right? Stealing and ripping people off and paying workers on time. V'schar sachir, v'dine shomrim. Va'one sumafate, va'avos nezikin. Damages, v'chova b'chavero. And wounding, v'dine malva v'love, mekachu memkar. All the halachas that make society function. All of these halachas are there. That's what dinim is according to the Ramban. Ki inyan adinim shenistav al Yisrael. Similar to our dinim. Right? V'nerag, and that's what the Ramban captures the nature. It's all about, you know, helping create a functional society. So you don't have ishes re'eyu chayim bla'o. And that's the first responsibility of Bezdin. The bati dinim throughout the cities in the world. V'nerag aleim imganava oshak o'anas upita b'chavero oshid l'kadisho. U'michlala mitzvah zos sheyoshivu dayanam gam b'chol ir v'ir ki Yisrael. V'mazosu kein in aragin zu mitzvah aseh. That's the mitzvah aseh of dinim. Yes, there's a secondary function of Bezdin keeping Bnei Yisrael connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezdin HaGadol, you know, it's more about making rules for Am Yisrael. And you have gzeros that takanos. So Bezdin obviously has that. Like in our Mishnah here, our discussion here is about kilayim. Nothing to do with societal harmony, right? This is about people violating, right? Relating to the kofen al mitzvah saseh type of idea in spirituality. So the halachas of Bezdin. The Maharal has an interesting comment where it's really a question of the Nodabi Yehuda. Right, Nobi Yehuda was a couple hundred years after the Maharal. But Nobi Yehuda asks, why is tshuva not accepted for Chayvei Mises Bezdin? Right, that's his kasha. Others ask that too, but it's known as the Nobi Yehuda's kasha. Right, somebody is Bechal Shabbos with Hasra, with everything, and then all of a sudden he goes on a tshuva odyssey. And he, you know, goes to sit and quits his job and now just does mitzvahs all day and learns. And 10 years later, after he becomes the Rosh Yeshiva, all of a sudden the Edim get their act together and they go to Beis Din and accepted and Drisha Chakira. They go through the whole process. Chayim Isa. So you take the Rosh Yeshiva for the past 10 years. Is Chayim Isa bringing the Beis Din? The answer is yes. There's no statute of limitations on, in the world, in this area. So he asked the Beis Din, why? You see, the tshuva. Hashem accepts tshuva. So why is there no tshuva for Chayim Isa's Beis Din? So many answers given to this question. Maybe the simplest answer is that, how do we know he did tshuva? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in the heart. Maybe he did tshuva because he doesn't want to be killed. Right? Is that a real tshuva? Right? So how is that, maybe you don't accept it? Number two, the whole legal system, this is what I think the Rabbi Huda says, the whole legal system would fall apart if everybody knows that they could always do tshuva. They'll do all these terrible averas and do these, and then I'll do tshuva, okay, so the whole system won't work if it's tshuva would always prevent the onish. Onish is about minyas and keeping everything straight. The Maharal has one, has a couple of suggestions, but one of the suggestions is that Beis Din only punishes for infractions, for losa, for averus, like here, the kilayim. Beis Din does not give you gifts for fulfilling. You put on tefillin so nicely today. You know, there's somebody from the Beis Din going around, okay, I'll give you an extra money. Nobody ever, right? It's all about infractions. When was the last time a cop pulled somebody over and said, that was a great signal. You know, you could take an extra 500 shekel. Right? No, it's only for los ases. That's what Beza, a tshuva is a mitzvah asay. So Beza is not going to act based on ases, only on the los ases. But here's an example of a los ases. So Beza acts and rips out the stuff. And finally, Beza says that wasn't working, so they just were mafkir. So hefker, they were mafkir the whole field. So he asked the Gemara Minayin, back to the Gemara, shefker, Beza, hefker. How do you know that hefker, Beza, hefker? So the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk here from Sefer Ezra. If you look in Gittin Lamed Vav, there's two deos. One is this pasuk from Ezra, and another is a pasuk from Sefer Yehoshua. Two different deos. The Rashba in the Tshuva assumes that this din is a din daraisa, hefker bezed hefker. There are those that say maybe it's a din darabana on the Chassam Sofer because it's learned out from Sukkim in Divrei in Navi, Neviim and Ksuvim, right? Divrei Kabbalah. But either way, it's a halacha that has daraisa ramifications. If Beis Din says something is hefker, a hefker Beis Din hefker, somebody else picks it up, they can get married with it, it's theirs. So it definitely has daraisa ramifications. But sometimes you have a mechanism that's created derabanan, that might have a daraisa, right? Kinyan dalat amas is a kinyan mi derabanan. But lamai is a kinyan amamid shlashtan. There are kinyanim derabanan, but it doesn't mean that it's only mine mi derabanan. Means the Rabbanan created this mechanism, but once they created that mechanism, so it can even be mine on a daraisa level. So hefker bezin hefker ksiv, because the pasuk says by Ezra, kol shalo yavo l'shosos yamim. Ezra wanted to encourage everybody to come back, as we know most Jews did not come back to Eretz Yisrael to build the second base of Mikdash. Kol shalo yavo l'shosos yamim ba'atzas asar mazkenim yacharam kol rechusho. Whoever doesn't come, all of their property will be set free. And hefker, v'hu yibadel mikal ha-gola, and he will be, the owner will be separated from the gola. So you see, Beis Din has that power. Ezra, as the symbol of the Beis Din, could say that all of the person's stuff is made hefker. If you look there in Gittin Lamed Vav, as I said, there's a pasuk from Yoshua that is quoted, and the mefarshim wonder, is there any difference in halacha between the two psukim? One from Ezra and one from Yehoshua. So the Rashba there in Daf Lamed Vav in Gittin quotes, and this is a big discussion in the Achronim. Does Hefker Bezin Hefker mean that Bezin can make your property Hefker? Or also, they can not only take it away from you, but they can also be Makna it to somebody else. Is it just Mafkir or also Hakna? So the Rashba says it's totally on the two Makoros. Because the source that we just said in Ezra just says Yacharam Kal Rechusho. It's not yours. Uminasha, but the pasuk in Yeshua talks about that it goes to someone else. Uminasha minan. I'm reading the Rashba now. Dekoch Beis Din yafel lahafkir mamon mizeh vilazakosa lazeh afilu kodem shebal yado v'chein mukach mikra di Yeshua. And that's the quote. So he's clearly saying that that's what That pasuk. Eila nachlos asher nachlu. Dema avos manchilin. Vorim sa deploni leploni vizacha bo miyad. Viav kodem sheval yado. Af rashim manchilin mekomi sheyirtu vaomrim. Mamra ruvein yehet l'shimon. Vizocha beshimon me'ata. So the Rashba says, that's a big natsa nafkamina between the two psukim. Right? Our Gemara only quotes one pasuk. But that's nafkamina between the two psukim. So ask the Gemara. Okay, we know that Bezin has the power to be mafkir. And that's what's going on here. Well, Bezin went over to the field and said, hefker. Says the Gemara, minayin she b'turman ha'maisrus. Wow. How do you know it's pater from ha'maisrus? What's the Gemara asking? Is this normal hefker? Regular hefker is pater from ha'maisrus. As we know, the first mishnah in ma'isrus, it has to be shamur, right? The three requirements for what's The first mishnah in Peah has five requirements for Peah, if you remember. First mishnah in Maisrus has three of those five for Maisrus. But what's the Gemara asking? Is it real hefker? Real hefker is part of Maisrus. So Gemara is asking, maybe the Rabbanan were only mafkirit l'chumra. But if somebody picks it up, they're still going to have to give Shumas and Maisrus. Is it even l'kula that they're part of Shumas and Maisrus? Is it real? So that seems to be the question that the Gemara is asking. Maybe you learn the Peturim Maisris from the following, right? The Gemara says, relating to Ibur Hashanah, adding on a month to the year. We're not Ma'abr the Shana, lo b'shvias v'lo b'motzei shvias. We're not Ma'abr during, we don't make a Shemitah year an extra month because it's hard during Shemitah. You can't work the land. The Karban Eda here says, there's a, it's hefker yad kar hakol sholetas al asvichin v'lo yimsu l'karev ha'omer v'shtei alechem. And you're gonna have to find the carbon of omer v'shtei alechem. You have to bring the following year, and if it's all hefker, you're not gonna find. So you're not ma'abr the shana during shemitah v'lo b'motzoi shvius, and not during motzoi shemitah v'mebrua harizumu beres. But the evidence works. Bez is not supposed to be ma'abr the shana during shemitah or motzoi shvius. But if they did, it works. But 1 second. If it works by saying something is Shemitah, then you basically, Bez is basically being mafkirit. And if they're being mafkirit that month, says the Gemara, v'chodesh echad shehu mosif lo padim ha'israsu, isn't that extra month total Shemitah, and it's going to be hefker, pater from ha'isras. So you see, Bez has the power when they're mafkir to also make it pater from ha'isras across the board, right? One of the sources of hefker is to be general. To be mafker something is Shemitah. Shemitah is one of the sources of Hefker. But the Gemara says, oh, so you see from there that the evident works. So you see, Bezin has the power to be mafkir across the board, not just to make it not yours, but also pater from Maestras. I saw one of the Achronim, the Shalom Yerushalayim in the back, wonders about this Karbana Eita. The Karbana Eita says, we don't want to do it during Shemitah. We don't want to add an extra month during Shemitah because you're going to be ma'arich the Avodas HaKarka. Right, another month, right? If there's a gardener that can't do his job properly, we know during Shemitah you're allowed to make things not die, but you can't do extra, right? That's the chiluk that the Gemara in Moed Katan has. But he says, you're not going to be able to find Omer in Shtei Alechem, right? You're not going to be able to find grain in order to bring from the Omer. So that line bothers the Shalom Yerushalayim. Why? Because we know the Mishnah says later on in Shkalim, that they had shomrei svichei shvius hayinotlin schar mitshumas alishka. On daf chav hey, there were shomrim of certain fields dafka to guard for this purpose. So they would have for the omer and the shtei alechem. So what are you talking about? That if it's an extra month, you're not gonna have anything left. You're not gonna have anything left. There are dafka shomrim that are put on certain fields to make sure that they have for the grain to the omer and the shtei alechem. Hayav shom shomrim oso. Right, that I don't understand that last line of the Karbana Eda. So Vyesh Lomar, so he says, what kind of Shmira? Vyesh Lomar, the Hashmir Lohaisal Karchan Shalaboim. Dimkin Hayasurm Lahedya Vasurnam Gavoa. These Shomrim that guarded weren't bouncers that they wouldn't let you in. They would be there, and if you would come over, they would say, you know what? It's really better not to take from this field because we're trying to keep it for the Omer and the Shealechem. But it is hefker. It is hefker. They didn't like put a lock and key and fence around it. Right? That's what Tosfos says in a few places. Tosfos, if you like, look at the Tosfos at the end of Yevamos. The end of Yevamos, Tosfos there discusses, that right? The Gemara there says that you're not shamur v'nev adizas, is you're not allowed to be work the field and not allowed to be guard the field. There's even a day of Rabbeinu Tam, which we don't paskin like, that shamur is usur. But how are you allowed to be shamur? The Mishnah says ishgalam, you're a shomer. So one day is that they only guarded it from animals, not from people. That's one day. Or others say that they just guarded it to tell people, but it wasn't mamish guarded. So that's how he answers the question. If you go to that Tosfos, the law ayun shmarim ela mi behemas in on tzrichim kaze v'chulu, and there are different days. So there's ways to get out of this carbon eita, but that is number one. Good. Let's continue for a second. Ad, back to the Gemara. Ad kedum shvius. So this explains shmita. So shmita yet on a month, and that proves that there's a patur. Motsoi shvius mai. What's the reason that you don't extend motsoi shvius? Right, you don't extend during shmita. We understand. That's what the carbon eda said. What about motsoi? Amar Rav Avon shol l'rabos bisr chadash. Problem is, it's going to be the isra of chadash. You can't eat from the new grain. Maybe we'll look at the Raman Yaradeya in the Reis Sadi Dalad. We know you can't eat, you can't consume from the new grain until after you bring the chadash. Now you can have an extra month. You have an extra month if you push off, you bring the carbon of Omer on the second day of Pesach, and that's matir the chadash in Gvulin. And therefore, if you wait an extra month, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem with pushing it off. I saw also in the back the Minchas Elazar, the classic Chassidus Rebbe comment, who says, I don't understand what the issue is. You're worried that they're going to have the Omer, and they're not going to have enough food because they're going to have to wait for the Karban Omer. Doesn't it say in the Pasuk that Hashem is going to give you a special bracha for keeping Shemitah? And for 3 years, I'm going to have a tzivasi as birchasi lach, and you're going to have plenty. So I don't understand what the whole chshash is, that the Motsoi Shemitah, you're going to have to add on a month, there's not going to be any food to eat. Of course there's going to be food to eat. That's what he says. V'kasha de'evticha Torah kedosha v'chisomer ma'anochal b'shana shviyas v'tzivasi es berchazi lochem b'shana shishis v'asas atua l'sholosh shashanim v'yemkein lo yachzer b'mosei shviyas. What are you worried about? V'yein lomar de'zeo rak b'sha'osim ritzono shal makom v'abitura ne'mer stam u'mashma b'chal ofan. So he says, okay, so that's kasha. But then he says, v'gam l'fim ha'shakasav b'normali melech b'shem achiv Rebbe Reb Zusha. Okay. Mashma, the gam b'she'ein lahem bitachon. Even when they don't even have bitachon properly. Hainu v'chitomru, manocha b'shana shviyas. You see in the pasuk with the person saying, if somebody says, oive, what's gonna be? So we're talking about someone who's not on the level, the very high level, still he has that promise. So b'tzarachian, he leaves a b'tzarachian. He's a b'tzarachian. So we'll say we don't rely on nisim. But that's what his comment is. He can't understand the Gemara. If the Torah says there's going to be a miracle, then there should be a miracle. Okay, we continue. Right, the Isra of Chadash, remember that Rama, in the Isra of Chadash, that explains why many people throughout history were Makel on the Isra of Reisad Gimel. Makel on the Isra of Chadash, right, the Bach, but the Reisad Gimel in Yaradeya, that's the Bach. The Rama, Mikom Akom, Kol Stam Tfuah Shari Lachar, Pesach Mikoch Sveka. A lot has been written about this Sveka, how it really is a Sveka. Really, if you just buy grain from the, out there, it says Sveka that it's going to be mutter. Suffig maybe is from last year's grain. And even if it's from this year's grain, maybe it took root before Omer was brought. And that's the big kach on the Rama. That's the same Suffig. Did it take root before the Omer was brought? What do you mean? Maybe it's last year's, or maybe it's this year's before it took root? That's the same suffix, right? Why was that a sveksveka? Dilma nishra shako dama Omer. So that's the shach. That's many try to figure out this Ramah in Reish Sadi Gimel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zi'i, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Ivo, hadadat Omar. All of these limitations on adding to Shemitah and Motzei Shemitah, ad shlo hitir Rebbe lo havi yerek michutz laaretz laaretz. That's only before the time that Rebbe allowed imports, right? Originally, there was you couldn't bring vegetables in from chutz laaretz because the vegetables had dirt on them, and the dirt of chutz laaretz is tameh, tumas eretz ha'amim, from the dirt. And therefore, earlier at the time, before there were imports, that's where there was a real chash, that there was going to be a shortage of food in Eretz Yisrael, aval mishihita Rebbe lahavi yarav bechutz laaretz. But once Rebbe allowed the imports, laaretz, si shvi is he shar shnei shavua. So then it wasn't a problem with expanding another month of Shemitah because they had plenty of vegetables, right? Why does it focus on yerek? Why yerek? Because yerek was the isra of svichin. Svichin, the isra of growths, things that grow by themselves. Remember, the isra drabana. We pass in svichin as drabana and against Rabbi Akiva. Derabanan. Anything that grows by itself during Shemitah that doesn't normally grow by itself. If you have an apple tree, so apple trees grow. They grow apples every year. There's no gzeir of svich in there. But like vegetables have to be planted. So sometimes things will grow by itself. But the chash was, it will grow by itself. People will really plant it. And they'll say, oh, it grew by itself. So the Rabbanim were gozer on svichin. That's why vegetables is the real issue in Shemitah about not having around. That's what Rabbi Avo says here. Rabbi allowed eventually vegetables to be brought in from Chutzlar. So after that, there was no problem with being adding on a month to Shemitah. Continue. We're skipping the Tni because we already had that through Muber's next three lines. Amar Rabbi Mana. Hada da'atamar. When do you say that there's an Isser in Motsoi Shemitah? Berishona. Originally, Kshayoshanim Ketiknon. That's when things grew properly when they were supposed to grow. Avalachshav She'en Shem Ketiknon. But now, nothing grows on time. Crops aren't ready yet anyway. Things are late bloomers. So he added the word Motsoi Shvius. He Sharshnei Shavua. So basically the Gemara says, Lamaisa, Lamaisa, that halacha, not being Ma'aber Shemitah and Motsoi Shemitah, does not have halachic relevance. And a number of years ago, there was a Motsoi Shemitah that was a Shana Mu'beris. And that's, you see, Lamaisa that comes up. Tani, Shalbeis Rebbe Gamliel, Ibru B'Motsoi Shvius Miyad. Rebbe Gamliel, they once made a Shana Mu'beris right at the beginning of the year. That was Tishrei. Right, they didn't even wait. They knew right when they made it in Tishrei. So you see, they could do it right away. Amr Rabbi Avun. So this was just a little tangent about the halacha about Motsoi Shemitah and Shemitah. But what do we bring this whole thing in for? To prove that Hefker Bezdin is not only Lechumra, taking away from the owner, but also being Pater from Isris. Because if they could add on a month, which is Pater, which is Hefker, and there's a Pter Maestros for that month. So you see, the Rabbanon have that power. So now, Rabbi Avun's gonna knock out that Raya. Amar Rabbi Avun, in Minada, if that's the proof, if this is the source that Hefker Bezdin is also Pater Maestros, less Shema Mina Klum. I don't think that's a proof. Why? Because that's not really a Din de Rabbanon. That's not a classic, source for Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Shamar is Chodesh Ha'aviv. There the Rabbanon are fulfilling the biblical mandate to make sure that Pesach is in the right season and Sukkot is in the right season. Shamar es Chodesh Aviv. Shamreyu sheyavo b'chidusho. Guard it that the moon's renewal is happening with the crops renewal. Basically, keep the balance of the solar year and the lunar months, which is the Hebrew calendar. And therefore, this is not a regular case of Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, or Derabanan. Do they have the power? Does that go have how Daraisa ramifications with the Patur Hefker? No, this is a special din. It's a special din, where the Tiklan Chadatin here says, Miam Kane on the left side, Mi Daraisa Tzarech La'aber, even on a Torah level, Elo Dibishvi is Dochena Ibur, Avalim Rua Muberis Kedina Daraisa. If they're Ma'aber, that's a din Daraisa of Shamar's Chodesh Aviv. They have this power. It's a mitzvah daraisa of Ibur HaChodesh. This isn't regular Hefker Bezdin. The Hefker is just a result of what they did with the calendar. But it wasn't directly a Hefker, and therefore this isn't a good Raya. I didn't understand it fully. I saw that Rabbi Yosef Engel in Yevamis on Daf Peites, where Hefker Bezdin comes up also, comes up in Gittin Lamed Vav, Yevamis Peites. So he quotes this Yerushalmi, and quotes this idea about the Eim Abrin is the Raya, and then he says, Vitzarachi in Raya Zos, Deshamari Nitna Tarakoach Lebezdin La'aber Hashana, Vafilu Mezidin Masha Asu, Mikra Devatem, Atem Afilu Mezidin, Akin Hare, Hachodesh Ahu Shvius Menatara, Vishaber Padami Maestris, Gechol Shvius. So how could that be a good Raya? Isn't that exactly what the Gemara is asking here? He doesn't go with the Hemshech. He has a Kasha. How is that a good source? So I think that's exactly what the Gemara is asking here. How is that a good source? But he doesn't quote the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi. He just quotes the earlier section, and maybe he didn't have this in the Girsa, but I don't know. Pasha Pshat of our Gemara is that this is exactly what he's asking. Progressive Engels Kasha is exactly what the Yerushalmi is asking. So either way, the Gemara says, okay, you need a different source. Fahayda Amrda. So where's another source? Where's the source for Hefker Bezdin? So it's based on the Mishnah in Peah, which we had. Gadish the Luka Tachtav. What happens if I have a field, and then I dropped some of my grains. So that's called leket. Remember leket? I dropped some of the grains. I have to leave that for the ani. Leket. What happens though if I didn't leave it for the ani? I have all this leket on the field, and instead of just making sure the ani gets it, I take my huge pile of my own grain and I put it in a pile right on top of the leket. So what's the halacha? That leket is all the way on the bottom. So says the Mishnah, kolanogos baris harin shel aniyim. Everything, the whole bottom layer is going to go to the aniyim. What do you mean the whole bottom layer? There was only a few pieces of leket. The whole bottom layer is going to the aniyim. So what are the rabbanan doing? The rabbanan saying, too bad. That goes to the aniyim. We're being mafkir, that bottom layer, that's going to go to the aniyim. So Amar Rabbi Ami, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Beishamai hi. And we assume this is Beishamai. Beishamai says this machlok is there in Peya. Hefker la'aniyim hefker. That's what Beishamai says. Beis Hillel rejects that. No, hefker is only for everybody. Beishamai says you can even be mafkir just to a certain population. Hefker laniyim hefker. So says the Tiklan Chadatin. Lefichach yachol lahosif upater and ma'aser. So you're hefker laniyim. You're being mafkir this just to the aniyim. So that's pater, that bottom layer. And what? When the aniyim take it, they're going to have to give ma'asers from it? No. Leket, right? The hefker, it's hefker. So you see from there. So you see from there that it's once the hefker works, we're going to say it's even pater from aniyim. Avala beis Hillel, the Tiklan Chadatin continues. Ein ech rashoy lahosif ulitin and ogas baras laniyim, but toras lekev lithrim and a ma'aser. Right? They wouldn't be able to do that because that's not a hefker, according to Beis Hillel. It's not that it's a hefker, but that's not part of a ma'aser. It wouldn't be a hefker because you can't be mafker just to the aniyim. So if the aniyim would take it, they'd have to be ma'aser from it. So, but you see from there, it is hefker for Beis Shammai and it has a pater for ma'aseris. The Amar Le Reb Yossi, but then Reb Yossi says, Shamanu shi patami ma'aseris, divrei hakol. We've heard that it's pater v'maaseris, even according to everybody, mishum knas uke beis Hillel. Take out the last three words. Even according to beis Hillel, the rabbanan fine. Even though normally hefker aniyim is not hefker, but here it is. So even beis Hillel would agree to this. And we know that the halacha, we have a misar that in this case, the aniyim aren't going to have to take off chumas and maaseris from it. So it must be that even according to beis Hillel, right, that this would be considered a hefker, and this hefker would be poter even from maaseris. It's interesting, maybe we'll start with this, the idea of suffik tztaka and suffik leket, right? Usually you say, I'm mostly mechaver l'varaya, but, when we have a suffik in dini mamanis. But it seems that maybe there's a difference, when it comes to suffik and tztaka and maybe suffik here too. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem. We'll continue, Beth Hashem, next time with, Davav as we continue here in the first parak of Shkalim.